We're back on patrol.
Introducing the Brotherhood of Evil.
Very evil.
Right?
So let's get things in order.
I've seen how crime in New York City has changed.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, September 23rd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Live from New York, it's season 47, fresh off its fifth straight Emmy win for Best Variety Sketch Series. Saturday Night Live has set its first four shows of the season, all with first-time hosts. The NBC staple will kick off its 47th season with four live episodes in a row, beginning October 2nd with Owen Wilson, the Loki star, who also appears in Wes Anderson's upcoming film, The French Dispatch, will make his Studio 8H debut, headlining the season premiere with musical guest Kacey Musgraves. After Wilson, fellow first-timer Kim Kardashian West will host October 9th with musical guest Halsey. No Time to Die star Rami Malek will follow on October 16th with Young Thug. And finally, longtime cast member and recent Ted Lasso Emmy winner Jason Sudeikis will make his hosting debut with the October 23rd episode, joined by Brandi Carlile. Turns out we have not seen the last of The Wizarding World. The third Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them movie is indeed happening, and now has both an official title and a new release date. Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore will now hit theaters on April 15th, 2022. This is a bump up from its previously scheduled release on July 15th. Like the previous two Fantastic Beasts films that star Eddie Redmayne as creature-obsessed wizard Newt Scamander, The Secrets of Dumbledore will be directed by David Yates and based on a screenplay by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. But this time, Mads Mikkelsen will take over the villainous role of Gellert Grindelwald from Johnny Depp. Netflix has not only officially confirmed the existence of a long-rumored documentary about Britney Spears, but the streamer also released a trailer and release date for it. Britney vs. Spears will debut Tuesday and will examine the conservatorship under which Spears, who turns 40 in December, has lived since she was 26 years old. The trailer teases access to confidential court documents and features footage from Spears throughout her career and voiceover from mostly unidentified experts. You can check out the full Britney vs. Spears trailer, plus much more on all of these stories and other news, reviews, interviews, and much more at EW.com. Now let's kick things off with our super number three pick, Doom Patrol. DC's strangest superhero show is back for season three, finding our band of superpowered misfits at a difficult crossroads. The premiere picks up just after the season two finale, as Dorothy confronts the sinister Candlemaker, which leads to a devastating loss. As the team members struggle to face who they are and who they want to be, the mysterious Madame Rouge, played by Doctor Who's Michelle Gomez, arrives in a time machine with a very specific mission. If only she could remember it. Here's a preview.
I came here because something very big is set to occur, and it needs to be stopped.
Introducing the Brotherhood of Evil.
Very evil.
Right?
She must be eliminated.
My circuit's running hot and I'm plugging.
We'll be ready. In the meantime, our presence here will go completely unnoticed.
Wasn't the Brotherhood of Evil defeated?
Yeah, we have bigger problems. The Sisterhood of Dada.
So come and find me.
Do you want to find and corral them,
actually? I'd like you to kill them.
Whoa.
We are not the kind of people that kill people.
That Brotherhood of Evil they're referring to is a group of classic villains from DC's Doom Patrol comics, including a disembodied brain in a cybernetic body known as, well, the Brain, and Monsieur Mala, a talking gorilla who is also French. This is Doom Patrol, folks. The first three episodes of season three are streaming on HBO Max now. Up next, our number two is The Other Two, which wraps up season two today with two final episodes. That's a lot of twos. First up, Brooke and Carrie arrive in LA with a free day before their brother Chase's fashion show. Brooke attempts to carve out some time for herself while Carrie looks to up his body count. But both plans, of course, go spectacularly wrong. Then, after an already busy day, Pat also heads to LA to strut her stuff at the fashion show, which Chase doesn't even care about. And when full chaos ensues at the event, Brooke and Carrie are forced to make a major decision. Here's a clip from the episodes.
Oh, this is so fancy.
First class to LA, baby. Doesn't get much better than this.
Thanks for buying my ticket.
Of course. You've never flown up here before, and you needed to experience it. It's just so much nicer than being back there in coach with the trash. It's rude to say, but people back there can be so tacky. Whereas up here, they're more refined.
Totally. I mean, these are the upper echelons of society.
Yeah.
They're the elites.
Which is why it makes sense that we're up here, because we're elites now too. Oh, God. Can you imagine being surrounded by a bunch of crying babies right now?
Ugh, I know. Gross.
Can I offer you two a welcome drink?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you. To us.
To us.
What you can't see there, by the way, are the many bare feet surrounding Brooke and Carrie. You'll just have to watch the episode. And you can do that right now on HBO Max.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Law and Order SVU returns for its 23rd season tonight. More on that shortly. But first, the season will contain what milestone episode for the long-running procedural? Its 400th episode, 500th, or 600th? Stick around for the answer, and our number one pick, What to Watch, will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Last week, we recommended the new TV adaptation of Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol, now streaming on Peacock. And now the series star, Ashley Zuckerman, is returning the favor. Zuckerman recently spoke to EW's Maureen Lee Linker, who asked him, "Whatcha watching?"
I'm currently watching Parks and Recreation, which I hadn't done before. It seems like I miss all of the mainstream love. And so that's what I'm watching. It's not on topic at all. And I think maybe that's what's helpful for me. A lot of people I really respect have told me that I really would love it. And I'm finally committing.
Hey, better late than never. If you too still need to catch up on Parks and Rec or just want to revisit Pawnee, you can find the show alongside The Lost Symbol on Peacock. Seasons 1 and 2 are streaming for free. The rest is available on Peacock Premium.
Number one.
And now we're on the case of our number one pick, Law and Order SVU and Organized Crime. The long-running primetime drama and its much younger sister show are both back for new seasons tonight, running back-to-back in a block NBC has somewhat obviously dubbed Law and Order Thursdays. First, SVU returns with a two-hour season premiere, continuing the Sex for Housing case from last season. As the team expands their investigation, Benson's loyalty to Garland is tested, while Rollins and Carisi try to keep their witnesses on board when a powerful congressman becomes a suspect. Here's a preview.
Congressman Howard, you're a sexual predator, so guess what happens next?
Congressman involved in sex trafficking? Who knows how high this goes?
I'm not going to prison. I'm going to be president. I make two calls and you're gone. Like that.
Liv, where are you?
Liv, stay with me.
Wait, what is Stabler doing there? Well, you'll have to catch the SVU premiere at 8 p.m. to find out. But he's also got his own thing going on in the season premiere of Organized Crime. After taking down Wheatley's drug empire and discovering his wife's killer, Stabler must infiltrate a notorious crime family aiming to take over New York City's cocaine trade. Meanwhile, Bell is forced to work with a rival colleague when their investigations collide. Here's a preview for that.
I've seen how crime in New York City has changed. The old school wise guys are gone. But the bullets, the bodies, it's still the same.
You're going undercover. The Albanians are run like a multinational corporation.
Well, they got short tempers, military-grade weapons, so they're going to war.
Which makes it more dangerous for you.
I'll be fine.
Tune in to see how that works out. And to see the rather spectacular goatee that Stabler's sporting while undercover. Law & Order Organized Crime returns tonight at 10 on NBC.
Trivia.
And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Season 23 of Law & Order SVU will contain what milestone episode for the long-running procedural? It's 400th, 500th, or 600th episode? Solve the mystery. The answer is its 500th episode. While the show is the longest running primetime live action series in terms of years on the air, Lassie and Gunsmoke still rank ahead of it in terms of number of episodes. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmull and Carly Usden.